Just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, it got worse. We survived COVID, we're taking a collective breath together, and now all of the conflict we see over in Ukraine. Greg Laurie here from Alabama, where we're shooting the Jesus Revolution film. And I'm following the news just like you are, and it's alarming because you're hearing things you never thought you would hear. As Russia, under the direction of President Putin, is attacking Ukraine, we're hearing threats of using biological weapons, chemical warfare, and even mention of a nuclear option. I haven't heard that for a long time. I remember when I was a little kid in the 60s, and back then there was a big conflict between JFK and Nikita Khrushchev. And it was remembered as the Cuban Missile Crisis, where the Soviets, as they were then called, were moving their nuclear weaponry over to the island of Cuba, which is only hours from Florida, our shores in America. And there was a concern that World War III was about to begin. And as little kids, we were told, if you hear the siren or the warning, get under your desk, like being under your desk would help. Well, now with this conflict in Ukraine, which could easily spread to something bigger, we wonder, what should we do? So I have three things that I think you should consider. They all happen to start with the letter P. First of all, pray. We need to pray for an end to this crisis. We need to pray that Putin stops this evil attack against Ukraine. We need to pray for the protection of and provision for the Ukrainian refugees that are fleeing their nation right now, and pray for organizations like Samaritan's Purse that are on site there to help them, not only with their physical needs, but their spiritual needs as well. You know, sometimes Christians are falsely portrayed as people that want Armageddon to come. Like when bad things are happening in the world, we get all excited. Oh, Bible prophecies are being fulfilled. That is not how we see this at all. We are peacemakers. We're lovers of peace. We're even told to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Let's pray. Pray for President Biden. Pray for his military advisors. Even pray for President Putin, that God would change his heart. So let's pray. That's P. P number two, we need to preach. We need to preach the good news of Jesus Christ. Now, I know when you use the word preach, it's often thought of in a negative way. Hey, man, don't preach to me, we say. But Jesus told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Use another word if you like, proclaim. Use even another word if you like, a recommendation. All the time, people go on sites like Yelp and give their review of a restaurant. So give your recommendation, your proclamation, your preaching, if you will. People are afraid. I just read an article that said that well over 80% people are super agitated and stressed right now, and they're filled with fear because of all that's happening in the world. Of course, the economy, inflation, the war in Ukraine, and still COVID. So people are afraid. We can give them hope and point them to Jesus Christ. So number one, we should pray. Number two, we should preach. And number three, we should prepare. Now, I'm not a prepper. I don't have a bomb shelter, though maybe it wouldn't be a bad time to have one, frankly. But I want to be prepared to meet God. The Bible says, prepare to meet your God, because heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. So make sure that your life is right with God. You know, death is going to come to every person. Nobody gets out of here alive. The statistics on death are pretty impressive. One out of every one persons will die. But if you are prepared and you have Christ living inside of you, you will go to heaven. So you don't have to be afraid. So let's pray. Let's preach. And let's be prepared. Because ready or not, Jesus is coming back. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to this podcast. To learn more about Harvest Ministries, follow this show and consider supporting it. Just go to harvest.org. And to find out how to know God personally, go to harvest.org and click on Know God.